Well, no lazy days of summer here. Our favorite foodie, Nikki Nellis of the list, AreYouOnIt.com, has a full plate of eating fun for the week ahead. She joins us now live from the first annual Great Tastes of Tyson's. Hey, Nikki, so what's going on there?
Well, so I'm at the Great Taste Tyson's. It's the first time they've done it out here, and it is just an incredible energy. There's so much fun out here. If you like wine and if you like beer and if you like good food, I've got you covered. You want to head out to Great Taste Tyson's today. It's right in between the two malls, sort of underneath the metro station. Chefs like Scott Drouneau from The Sort, Jonah Kim from Pabu, Vic Albisu is there. He is grilling up whole animals. I got Taha Ismail from Capnos. He's shaking up cocktails. There's so much good fun happening today. Oh, and I don't want to forget Mike Friedman of Red Hen. There's demos. There's tastings. There's shakings. There's eatings. There's so much going on. It is. Some tickets are still available. Please come out and join us today. It's going to be so much fun.
And I know there's a lot of other stuff happening later on in the week.
There is, and I'm just going to run through it. So, all you amateur cocktail makers out there, I've got one for you. Bastille, that darling little restaurant over in Alexandria, is doing a Bastille Cocktail Challenge. That's been going on since May 26th, but you've got until June 13th to enter in your cocktail creation. If you win, of course, it'll be judged by a panel of experts. If you win, your cocktail will not only be featured on the Bastille cocktail menu, but you also win two tickets to the Grammy Award ceremony, which is the Grammys of the restaurant community here in D.C. Now, once a month, I tell you to get ready for Graffiato Industry Takeover Night. It's back. It's tomorrow night. It is going to rock like nobody's business. So don't overdo today because you want to be ready for tomorrow evening. It's all about Richmond restaurants at Mike Isabella's Graffiato because he's opening up a new restaurant in Richmond. So you've got Jason Alley from Comfort and Pasture. You've got Jay Beyer from Cezanne. The Rappahannock Oyster Company is going to be there. And Owen Lane of Magpie. So if you haven't been to Richmond, this is going to be your opportunity to take a taste of what these guys are cooking up. It's only $10 to get in, and that is it. Everything else is on Graffiato, except, of course, the drinks, but all the food is $10, and 50% of everything collected at the door goes to Feed More, which is a fantastic. Lastly, I want to tell you, it is, in case you didn't know, International Sherry Week, and Mockingbird Hill is celebrating it, of course, because it's D.C.'s only sherry bar. You can bet Derek Brown and his crew over at Mockingbird Hill have a week-long of activities that celebrate International Sherry Week. Now, on Tuesday, they are doing the Tio Pepe Happy Hour, so they'll be pouring special sherries during the week. But go on their website and see what they're doing all week because they have really fun things happening.
That's interesting. I heard that Maya Angelou liked to drink a sip of sherry while she was writing quietly in a hotel room. Little tidbit there for you. So they can make a toast to Maya Angelou.
Absolutely.
All right. We always appreciate it. Nikki Nellis of the list, AreYouOnIt.com. She is actually coming to us live from the first annual Great Tastes of Tyson's. You can join her there today if you like. Thanks so much, Nikki.
Thank you. See you soon.